March 26th, 2021. Welcome to the Apochley Podcast Experience. So, this isn't going to be a long podcast. I just kind of wanted to keep this going, keep the habit going, you know, yada yada. I didn't really have anything to talk about. I was just stuck on a long red light and figured, hey, let's go live. You know, even though it's not really live, but whatever. So GameStop, it's going up and down, up and down. And, you know, part of me kind of wants to day trade, but at the same time, I'm holding on, you know, diamond hands. And I actually transferred out of Robinhood while I was, like, dealing with insomnia at 4 in the morning. I was like, I'm just going to get it over with. I don't really trust Robinhood anymore as a broker. And, you know, the gig's up. They don't really own the stocks. You know, when you buy the stocks through them, they're not... they're just fandom stocks, you know. I don't know if they ever end up buying them, or they just hope that you sell your position before they actually have to deliver them. And it's funny because I was looking back, March 30th, 2020, right? I was given a free stock, GameStop, $4.30. You know, and I don't know why I sold out of it. I'm so stupid. I'm so silly. But anyways, I've made my money back and more on Robinhood just by being really lucky, I guess. Right place, right time. And the only thing, the cheapness of me is upset that I had to pay the $75. You know, I do have more than $2,000 in my Robinhood account, so perhaps Fidelity will cover that. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. I didn't request it though, so I doubt it. I just went on the Fidelity site and just did the transfer myself. Now I've read that it could take weeks, according to some users. According to Fidelity and Robinhood, it's going to take 5 business days. And it looks like it's done on Fidelity's end. They're just waiting for Robinhood. You know, and this morning, you know, I tried to go in and sell my about 60.60, so a little bit over half of my half of a fractional share that I had for GameStop, which would have yielded me almost a hundred and some odd change. And it didn't happen because my account had already gone into restricted status. So now I'm going to lose out on that money. What's going to happen from what I've read is Robinhood is going to... they are going to sell off any fractional shares I have. I did have a couple that I was building up. And I just effed up, you know. It's not a big deal. I, you know, didn't really think about it. I just felt like it was the right thing to do because I was had already started investing in Fidelity. I started getting used to, even though I didn't like it at first. It still seems a little dingy as far as a website, but once you customize it, once you, you know, do a couple things, it gets a little bit better. But I don't know, still disappointed, but hopefully it's all for the best. You know, I just wanted to get all my positions through in one app. You know, I had some stock in Webull. I had some stock in Red Bull or Robinhood. And I had some stock in Fidelity. And I just wanted to bring it all together and just focus on this life-changing opportunity, you know, for not only me, but my fellow American, my fellow 90%ers. and why not? You know, let's do it. Let's go for it. You know, I was even thinking of getting a part-time job before I realized that I got a 20% raise. So, you know, obviously that makes me very happy. That's gonna, you know, it's not a lot of money in the whole scheme of things, but it's just enough to get me out of the hole. And, you know, I'm waiting on a handful of stuff to clear out, but I'm just gonna go in on liquidating a bunch of stuff that I have, try to get some extra cash and just going all in. And part of that plan that I have is just taking the money that I hadn't been investing in my 401k and instead invest it into my brokerage account. And you know, let's go from there, because I've been doing really good just as a hobby, but you know, I wasn't really bullish, you know, and I wish I would have gotten with the program months ago. And you know, I say that a lot, you know, but it's not too late. You know, maybe I'm not gonna get the gains that I had expected at first, you know, that a lot of other people got in earlier or expected to get, but I'm still projecting, based on the research that I've done, that I'm gonna make my money back and more. So you know, even though I don't have that much to invest right now, I'm not poor. You know, I'm not well off either. But you know, I have a lot of stuff that I can liquidate. And you know, it's just a matter, you know, I free up a lot of my to-dos. So it's just a matter of, unfortunately, I've still been working a lot of hours. So, you know, when you only have limited amount of free time, you're not always going to be in the position to, to do the stuff that you need to do, you know. And right now I just need to focus on my job and focus on the stock. So anyways, love you guys. Go Jazz, and you guys have a good day.